Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is the Ono Radio Show. Special little intro for you, Duncan, today.
Thanks, buddy.
In the studio today. Once again, of course, Duncan.
Kelsey.
We have Kelsey here with us.
Hello.
And on keyboards, we have Ty. My name is Owen.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good, Duncan.
This is good.
We're gonna be doing a little radio show here in just a couple of seconds. Keep your hands near your crotchal areas. You're gonna need them close. Yes, it's good to be back.
Wow.
In Scumbag Studios.
God damn.
That was a good intro, right?
You
got a boner right off from the get-go?
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
26
years.
Yeah?
26 years old is how old that fucking song is.
26 years old. That's the same age as me, Duncan.
That's what I'm saying, Owen.
Son of a bitch.
They just don't make them like that anymore.
That's right. They don't make them like this anymore.
Mm.
Which brings us very conveniently to our first topic of the evening.
Hey, look at that.
Fucking kids these days.
Jesus. What's up with these kids?
And kids in general.
Yes.
We were on the porch. That was good.
There you go.
No, we were on the porch before the show and we were sitting around talking about how much kids
fucking
obviously
suck.
Today are so much different than they were when I grew up.
When we were kids.
And even when Kelsey grew up, even being the youngest on the show, but
I still had a childhood.
But
it was probably
did
horrible,
you?
Right?
I mean, did you have the internet in your house like your entire life?
Yeah. What age were you when you got the internet, or when you first started really using the internet?
I was older. I mean, we played like Windows 95 games.
Oh my god!
Till I was
the technology.
I know, it sounds so funny.
Yeah, but how old were you playing Windows 95 games?
Come on.
You must have been...
7, 8, 9.
Exactly.
Maybe?
7, 8, 9 years old, introduced to computers. Now it's 3.
It's as soon as... Like, they
4.
They have baby toys that look like...
Yeah.
That look like cell phones or
laptops or tablets.
We were talking about last time, yeah.
They make whole things for tablets now.
All I know is when I went to school back in the day, there's 10 feet of snow. We didn't have shoes yet. It was before that technology.
That's true.
And if you remember, last week we were even talking about that news reporter, remember, that completely blacked out on air. The thing that they were advertising was a kid's tablet.
It
was a tablet
absolutely
for kids.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes just into... You know, we were just saying, like, kids don't go outside. And everybody, you know, I think it's common knowledge that this is going on. But it led us to a story of Duncan and his disapproval of kids these days.
Oh, man.
At Disney World. You were at Disney, Duncan.
I was at the Magic fucking Kingdom. The happiest fucking place on Earth.
I think Kelsey needs to actually tell it.
Go ahead.
Explain the story, Kelsey. What exactly happened? Duncan went into a fit of rage, apparently.
We were walking along. Were we in a group? I don't think we were. Was it just us?
I think that we had pulled away from the group that we were with.
Maybe trying to catch up. It was so crowded that day.
Yes.
And this little kid, who had to be 7, 8, just bumped into him.
Now, explain the kid, though. Because you were saying he was just bumbling.
He was just kind of, like, not paying attention. Like, okay, if it's a kid running through Disney World because they're fucking excited, that's awesome. Like, I'm like, hey, little buddy, watch out. But this kid was just kind of like me, stumbling along, not just paying attention,
not
looking
paying
all
attention.
Frumpy,
very
and just,
derpy.
Yeah, just very derpy looking. Fucking should have been drowned in a well, kind of kid.
Like he did look like a spoiled.
And
kid.
He walked what right into your thigh,
right the fuck into my thigh. Like he almost just,
like
his
like
face
first?
Almost yeah face first, just not even paying attention. And I'm just like, you gotta watch where you're fucking going. I don't even remember what I said, but I called him a little shit and fucking just like, maybe if your fucking parents paid fucking attention to you, you wouldn't be bumping into people.
Now, did you say that?
The kid was oblivious. Yes. Oh my God.
Oh,
this
yeah.
was so loud.
Yeah. I was fucking.
The kid was oblivious, but.
I'm surprised you didn't get kicked out of Disneyland.
Yeah, it was the reactions of everyone around, like, what's going on? Because it was that loud that it was like, you swore someone was going to get in a fight.
Yeah. It was me and a 7-year-old.
You and a 7-year-old were good. You were about to throw down against that 7-year-old.
I was just going
to
kick him in his face.
And he was so oblivious. He just kept looking around, walking.
Yeah,
like
walking into other people. And I'm sorry, but pay a fucking attention to your kids.
Yeah.
If you have kids, pay attention to the little bastards.
Do any of us here, I mean, I've expressed before on the show, I believe, that I have no desire to have children, especially at this stage in my life. Do any of us here?
Right now?
Right not right now, no, but I mean
at any point,
can you see yourself in the future having kids?
Yeah.
I have moments of lucid thinking where I'm like, yeah, I could, and then I'm like, no, I can't. Like, I'm so bipolar with kids, man. It's not even funny.
Right.
I just think of the reality of it and like how the everyday life would be, and it's just.
And people say, you know, like I think most kids do happen by accident. I don't think they happen.
I was an accident.
Oh, I'm sure.
I absolutely was an accident.
I think I was too.
I was conceived in a van outside of a trailer in a trailer park. Like, I was an accident.
Nice. You were.
I'm sure they were listening to Rush.
I was in a hotel on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
That's what made you.
I'm
you
still white
is that
trashier.
You were scum from moment one.
Moment one.
And you were just like mixed,
and you know where my
you were mixed in like sheets with booze and like all sorts of just
you know where
dumps,
my dad
dumpster
was?
Juice and,
you know where my dad was when
you're
I was
like
born?
You're like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle human,
a Teenage Mutant Ninja Scumbag.
Exactly, you're the Teenage Mutant Ninja Scumbag.
Exactly, my dad when I was like born that. Was
oh,
in juvie.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's one of those
in juvie. So he had to be. 17 or younger.
Yeah.
Do you know how old he was?
I think 17.
17?
Yeah.
How old was... And your mom was 18, right? I know she was... No, your mom was younger then.
17.
17 as well. Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, yeah, she had to drop out of high school her senior year to have me. But what's awesome is, like, my mom is...
Your mom kicks ass now.
She is totally badass now. But my mom is the American success story. Like, dropped out of school... Raise a kid by herself.
Exactly. You came out pretty damn well. I mean, we joke about it, but in all honesty.
I could be way more fucked up.
But you still had scum for moment one.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It was, yeah. And I do think more people are born as mistakes than they are completely
absolutely.
Oh, than being planned.
And when you fall into that, too, you know, anybody will tell you.
And it's always
you make it work
and
because you have no fucking choice.
It's always the people that are trying to have kids that are like.
If you're not a piece of shit.
Well, right. That's true. What it really comes down to is that I could be a dad, but how? How in the fuck? How in the fuck do I explain?
Yeah. What you're into.
What I am.
What I'm into,
what I do. Like what I do would probably be the easiest thing to explain. Be like, Daddy does this.
Yeah, but if that's, you know, if that's who you are and that's
what
you
do. Yeah,
the
kid will get
used
to it.
Hard.
It's really not, because you just introduce it little bit by bit.
You call yourself
on
your own bullshit and realize that you're an idiot for half your life.
Exactly.
Like, no, but how do I explain Cthulhu to, like, I'm going to be reading the child.
Yeah, I'm retarded. It's stupid. I have it on me. It's not real. It's a fantasy thing.
No,
you know
Cthulhu
I mean?
Is real. No.
There's kids now that would love that, you know?
Yeah,
like, there's...
You're the best dad ever.
Honestly...
Duncan wants to have kids. He's
any one of us could do it, but I don't want... You know, if it came down to it, we're all good enough people that we could make it work.
Yeah.
But
we could make it work.
My point is, I just don't... I don't want that stress... I don't want to be
No.
And Teresa's not pushing for it. And you know, every time I bring it up all the time, like, nope, don't want kids.
Nope.
Nope. I just hammer it home. Because
nope.
Just to make sure. And I honestly don't think she's, you know, in the mindset of, you know, anywhere near of having kids either. Later down the road, I don't know. I might change, she might change. Who knows? That's a thing that, you know, whatever. But I'm about to get married, and these are things that come up. And I'm willing to, because
that's always the next question that people ask you. That's the next one. You get married, and people are just like, "So when are you going to start a family?" And I'm like, "I have a cat.
I have a cat.
I have a wife and a cat. And fuck off.
And
like, if I
want to
start a family, I will get another cat. How about that?
Yeah. No, I think we'll upgrade to a dog.
A dog.
I think we'll, you know, eventually get a bigger place.
A small dog
we'll get a
that
dog.
Ginger can beat the
think
shit out of.
Think about it though. All the stupid money that I'd be spending on a baby. I can spend
on
cooler
a
shit.
Dog.
On a
and
dog.
Like,
there's no rush for a baby.
No.
I don't want no babies.
However, I do want a saltwater aquarium that I could put octopi in.
Well, a friend of
ours. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish, yeah.
A friend of me and Duncan's. Somebody fucked the jellyfish not this early. The reason I'm bringing this up is a friend of ours mutually has basically gone out and said, like, I need to make more money because I want to have a fucking kid.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you who it is off air.
Right.
But I'm just like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Don't do that. What are you?
That's terrible. It's a trap.
And it just like, you know, he's recently married, about a year.
Yeah.
And now he's like thinking he's got that. But he's like, I want to do it. I want to do it. And I'm like, I've never seen a guy that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like that's not something that guys really, do. Like guys don't get excited about be like, yeah, man. Girls are always just like, oh
they do
God,
after they do
a
little bit after they're pregnant, and it's them being super overly supportive. I'm
going
to have a fucking baby, and it's going to be a boy. He's going to be, you know what I mean? And they
it's going to be on
deep
the football
down,
team.
Oh, I can't wait to have this awesome kid and all this stuff. You see all these bullshit posts. Deep down, they're shitting themselves. I guarantee
as they
it.
Should.
And they're
because no doubt they have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
Yep.
Because half of them are not even fully functional fucking adults themselves.
True.
Not that I'm a fully functional adult by any means,
no.
Nor are you.
No.
You maybe have your shit together a little bit more.
That's funny.
But
only the fraction.
A fraction.
Why just am I the responsible one?
Because.
You guys know me. It's kind of funny.
That's why it's funny.
But it's kind of true at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we can get off the kids. I'm sure Mark's
fuck the kids.
Mark's gonna have a shitload to say about this when he hears this podcast.
I'm sure.
Hey, come on now.
Fuck the kids. All right,
shit, we gotta do a song. Oh man.
We're
required by our new sponsor, Song Comp, to do a new song every.
A new song.
We have to do it every.
Fuck you,
we have to do
disco,
a song.
You cunt.
Every half
fuck
hour. All right, here we go. Keep going. I was at Disney World. Minding my own business, walking down the main street. I was looking for an ice cream. Had nothing but a Haunted Mansion on my mind. I was gonna get it on, I was gonna do fine. Gonna see a ghost sitting next to me. But then I was rudely disturbed by a rude fat kid. He was on his iPhone and he bumped into me. And he said, man.
Man. Fuck that kid, son.
Damn, that sounds high.
So fuck that kid. 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 I never wanna see him again. Or his parents. And I never even got my ice cream. I love Detroit.
You fuck.
Fuck that. All right, kid.
We paid our dues.
You
God
son
damn.
Of a bitch.
Kid.
Did you guys see that big stratosphere jump?
The strato jump?
He jumped from really high.
He jumped from way high.
He was so high.
He was so high.
About as high.
He was really high.
Seriously, the footage is amazing.
Yeah.
And if you haven't
seen it, four and a half minutes of free fall.
But he still didn't break the record. Fuck that.
No, he
broke several records. He didn't break the record for the longest free fall because he had to pull his chute earlier based on the system.
Pussy.
He's using a more modern chute, which is going to keep him safer in his descent.
Maybe a more pussy suit. Look at me, I'm a big pussy. I'm going to wear
it on
my
chest. He broke the speed of sound. It's official. As of today, like all the...
He broke the speed of sound.
Ty is not impressed.
Should have free fell longer, man.
He could have broken it twice.
Yeah, come on.
How do you even free fall further than that? Like, how do you...
You just wait a little bit longer.
No.
You break the record.
But he did it from the highest altitude ever.
Oh, I know.
He just pulled the chute at a, you know, like the whole...
I understand it.
I call him a pansy. All that jumping, all that getting
all that Red Bull.
There.
One thing I do need to bring up that I think was absolutely hysterical was, have you seen the last couple minutes of the video?
Mm-mm.
Like his final descent. I'll pull it up. I do have it saved. It just might take me a second. I'll tell you what happens and you can be the judge of it yourself when I pull it up. But what essentially you hear is you hear a lot of really terrible communication in the 9 minute descent or however long it was. And, you know,
the announcer, by the way, was horrible.
Well, this is part of the thing, is he's coming down, and he's very close to ground.
Yeah.
And this announcer is basically relaying messages from the people that are tracking him and the engineers that are getting the information.
Yeah.
And you can hear a piece of information, and then it was instantly corrected. But basically, the guy that's coming down is asking, all right, I need some information here about which direction the wind's coming from.
Like, yeah.
I'm getting fucking like all disoriented and I need direction here. I need direction.
Yeah.
And so the guy tells him once, you hear it in the background, somebody yelling out something and then instantly change that same person in the background, instantly change what they said. No, sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he never heard the no, sorry, blah, blah, blah. And we told him the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Then he did it again. He does it like three times. And this guy's like, oh, I'm sorry, you know.
Ooh, my bad.
And eventually he's just like, he's yelling at him, it's coming from the canyon. Like, it's coming from the canyon. Like, it's kind of intense. Like, that last couple of minutes. I got it right here.
That's really scary.
Yeah, but can you imagine, like, you've made it all this way. And I'm in like less than skydiving distance now to what people do like generally every day. And this is where it's going to go wrong. Like I've come all the way down. I've made it past all the big hurdles. And the fucking idiot in control tower is going to be the guy that like drops the ball. I don't know. Here it is. I got it.
Why wouldn't you have that information just like there? Be like, you know, he's going to need to know which way the wind is blowing.
Well, they're monitoring, like, they don't know exactly where he's going to land, you know?
Well, yeah.
Let me pop this up here. Alright. It's really quiet.
Just 5,000 feet now, so really nearing the altitude after.
Can you hear that well enough?
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the altitude of the ground.
Hey, drone come clear, guys. Drone come target clear.
All right, so he's asking him to drop the smoke bomb.
Marker from one of the helicopters. Oh, he wanted to see. I see. He wanted the smoke so he could see the wind direction.
Yes.
The wind is coming from the ridge. The wind is coming from the ridge. No, towards the ridge. Sorry.
No, towards
the technical director of the Red Bull status program, telling him that the wind is coming from the direction of that ridge I was talking about.
Basically, the last couple minutes, he just has to be a badass because he's getting no fucking help.
Yeah.
He's coming down, and like I said, like, it's the last little bit, and it's just one after one after one mm-hmm. of, oh, no, sorry, it's this direction, just after he's made the correction.
Yeah.
Like, he's depending on this, like,
right.
And finally you can kind of just see, he's just like, fuck it, like,
he's like,
I'm going down where I'm going down, and I just gotta, you know, he's done enough jumps probably by this point that he's like, I just gotta land somewhere. Yeah. So.
But he had an incredibly smooth landing.
He did.
It was just like,
he's like, I've done this before.
He's like, I know I'm done.
What's up? That's amazing.
Yeah. Even though Ty thinks he's a pussy.
Yes, he's a big pansy.
Yeah. He's still a pansy.
Big Nancy.
Even the tower was giving him, you know, the wrong direction and all that.
I wouldn't need no tower.
You would just
go.
You wouldn't even need a suit, right? You would just
Who wears suits?
Ty go up in his fucking shorts and flip flops. He's like, I'm done.
Would you even use a parachute or how would you
Nah, you just gotta you gotta get the right angle. for water.
You would sky surf the whole way down. Just he would put out his arms, big lanky tie.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And maybe wear some spandex just to give you a little bit of like.
No, you
stretch.
Get one of those like wing suits.
Yeah, the wing
suit. Oh, so you would need a suit. Maybe you're a pansy. You could do it with some spandex.
I'm turned off by the word.
You could do the same thing with some spandex.
You're right.
Some loose fitting spandex and just kind of
stretch it out a little.
Yeah.
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 Just jump out with the fucking Batman
cape.
Green Man.
I think Ty, Green Man should be your Halloween costume. Halloween costumes, anyone? Can we share? Do we have ideas? Anyone? Are we even doing them this year?
Know.
Anyone?
I kind of want to be a dildo.
We should do a Halloween show where we put on a costume for the show.
That would be fun.
And we do a character for the show.
I'll be Ty the Big Dildo.
Ty the Big Dildo.
Veiny motherfucker Ty.
Yeah. Duncan, you just pointed to the Star Wars
Darth Vader mask.
And you know what I was thinking? How funny would it be if it was a guy do a version of Darth Vader?
He's baseballs.
What could you do? No, you could use the mask, but then like you could put him in a suit, or you could put him in like something
Darth
completely
Scumbag,
completely
casual.
Random, like casual
business,
Darth or
business casual Darth.
yeah, you know,
BC Darth.
Or
Abercrombie Darth and just fucking.
Or we could do Redneck Darth might be fun.
Donald Vader. Like,
How am I gonna get a trucker hat on top of that helmet?
You could just put a Confederate flag on the side, like a sticker on the side.
A
of
number
the helmet.
Three. No, it's gotta be a big
that
number
would be
three.
Great. Dale Earnhardt
with wings.
Oh, that's great.
Oh man,
that's a really good idea.
You could do a gay Darth.
Oh,
gay Darth. Gay Darth.
Gay Darth.
A lot of people would really not like that. They're like, oh, man.
Yeah, but they have stormtroopers that are pink and purple all over the freaking place.
That's true. All those fucking cosplay assholes. I don't do that shit.
You barely get dressed.
Hey.
Hey, I'm one to fucking talk. I'm wearing a Space Ghost shirt.
I'm wearing a Snoot shirt.
See, I know. You always wear
You had to check. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know what
just
I'm wearing.
I don't know what I'm wearing. So did you guys hear that Hulk Hogan had
a sex tape?
Oh, no.
Yep. And what's even better is that it's Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't even read into it. I just
like I that's
I
the
knew,
little
I
bit
something.
I've read about it is that it's Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Pull something up, Duncan. Or we'll do it on break. I mean, I don't have any articles. I mean, it would be interesting to know a little bit more about it.
Hang on.
I don't have the energy right now, but how creepy is that?
That is super creepy.
Apparently, what I'm hearing is that...
And how do I see it?
Yeah, right? You're going to have to pay for it.
I'm sure it's all over the torrents. If it's got on the web, it's on the torrents. You'll find it. Someone in internet land, if you like the show, do me a favor and torrent that and send it to me. Just virus check it first, please.
Yeah.
Only .movs are acceptable. I'm gonna go
.movs are acceptable.
No WMAs. I'm not doing that.
Not even gonna go down.
Not
that
even
road.
Gonna go down that road.
Not doing
so we got another voicemail this week. I don't know who it's from, but we can listen to
it. Have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it. All
right.
I don't know who it's from.
Here we go.
It's a mystery.
Hey there, scumbags or dirtbags or douchebags. I can't even keep track of what you like to call yourselves these days. It's your pal Gino. Thought I'd be a good neighbor, let you know I'm having a bit of a pool party tonight, and you should know you are absolutely not invited. So don't even think you'll be peeping over my fence. What? I'm trying to put some moves on this one-legged stripper friend of mine. And I don't need you assholes trying to mess it up for me. Not to mention, I've seen what you do in my pool while I'm on my vacation, and it makes that little stunt you pulled on my doorstep look like child's play. You some sick bastards. I don't really know what's wrong with yous, but you should maybe think about getting some help, because you're disturbed. So keep it to yourself with that circle jerk of a show or whatever it is you guys do. I don't know. But having a party, you're not invited, and that's the end of it. Leave me alone.
Wow.
That's a real fucking asshole right there.
Wow.
Fucking Gino. He sounds like he's from New Jersey or something.
Well, we do talk a lot of shit on New Jersey.
But it's true. How are we shitting in his pool? Who's shit in the pool?
And his doorstep.
And his doorstep. Which
I don't even know when the last... I can't even remember the last time I was in a fucking pool.
It's been...
Or on a doorstep.
The mystery continues, I guess. I don't know. I like Gino, though. So I would like to go to his pool party, though.
Yeah,
Gino's pool party.
I would have liked to have gone to that.
So a little bit of information on the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
All right.
Hulk Hogan is suing Bubba the Love Sponge because... Bubba and his wife, it's a hidden camera tape. They filmed Hulk Hogan without him knowing. Ah. And so he's suing them for violating his expectation of privacy.
But he was still banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife?
Yeah, at the end of the tape, Bubba appears and says to his wife, if we ever did want to retire, all we'd have to do is use this footage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's basically a setup.
But they leaked it, right?
Hulk has said he was at an all-time low at the time, and at the time he had the setup sex and did not know the act was being taped. So yes, it was basically...
That's be able to defame Hulk. This sounds like a bit. This sounds like...
It kind of does, doesn't it?
This sounds like Bubba the Love Sponge was... Because he's friends with Hogan. He's been friends with Hogan for years.
Yeah.
So he's basically like... All right, you can fuck my wife.
You watch.
You can fuck my wife. We'll tape it.
Yeah.
But and then they did a trial run, and then he kind of fucked him. But it's all. It just sounds like a setup to me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Fishy here.
Very fishy.
I'm gonna keep my eye on this story, but I'm gonna watch the tape. Well, now I gotta watch the tape. Now it's research for the show. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
Absolutely.
And I want to see veiny old.
Apparently, what everybody is talking about is the fact that his ass is, like, so white. Like, that's it's blinding
funny.
White.
That's funny.
Because, like, everywhere else on Hulk Hogan is
just be honest, Duncan, you've seen it.
I haven't.
Just be honest.
I really wish I had. I've been too fucking busy.
If we get it or we can find it, you'll watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. We can watch it.
Rides for free,
brother. Should we, if we get it, we'll watch it on the show?
Oh, yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to do that now.
All right. Next week.
Tune in.
Tune in. Unless you have it already and you can send it to us. But I don't, you know. Yep, it's about that time.
Hulk is in a sex tape.
We're going to get sued.
With Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. Yeah. Sexy. Old man, sexy old man. Balding. Throbbing penis. White ass.
Imagine an old man. He's got an old man penis. It's incredible.
It's the veins. Lots of veins. I'm Bane. I'm Bane.
Holy Bane.
Right, that's good enough. All right. That's good.
Bubba the Love Sponge's wife is...
I wanted to get islanded.
Is she hot?
I mean, she's not horrible.
That's enough.
Let's take a look.
He's like, alligator.
Looking up. Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, look at him, though. That fat fucking piece of shit.
Bubba?
Yeah. Oh,
I hate him so much.
Oh, I don't like him either, really. Look at you, you douchebag.
Like, everything about Bubba just screams, run me over with a
If I were her, I'd lip. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. If you were you, you'd fuck Hulk Hogan.
Kind of, you know.
I mean, I know you would. I've seen you fucking...
No. I mean...
Wait, what?
Oh, God. What if his dick and balls have a mustache? Like,
they have to.
You would be disappointed, right?
I would.
You would.
Oh, no.
I would. That's mustache-ception.
Yeah. It's kind of a mullet mustache thing.
Somehow
going
just
on.
Looks exactly like his face.
Exactly. Somehow it is. You've already seen his penis. It's called his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
So Dane Cook got his NBC sitcom canceled.
I read about that. That made me so happy. Fucking Dane Cook.
Yes. Finally, I guess it was on, yeah, like I said, NBC. And they refuse to air, like, any of it. They're refusing to put out any of it because it's just apparently just god-awful.
Oh,
and how quick does a career turn from amazing to absolute, like, everyone hates you?
Yeah,
because that's a quick turnaround with Dane Cook.
Yeah.
I've always hated him.
Yeah, but yeah,
especially when I saw
the first couple.
The first couple are good. And then he went super bro.
Yeah, super bro.
His first one when he was doing alien impressions and just like the alien from Aliens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was this larger than life kind of like
spastic
thing.
Yeah.
Then he turned into ultimate just douche comic. Like, I'm cool and good looking, so I'm going to strut around and basically talk all about how I, you know, like to get blowjobs. And good on him for a while.
Yeah. Because we're like, oh, man, I like blowjobs,
I know.
Too.
It's like, oh, I wish I was... like
I was getting blowjobs.
That funny and good-looking. But it just turned into complete bro humor. Yeah.
And it went...
He lost his audience. He lost everyone.
Yeah.
You know? And the only people that still like him are douchebags.
Yeah, dude bros. Mm-hmm.
Kelsey looks like she wants to say something.
You love
yeah,
you
I did
Dane
not like
Cook.
That statement
You love you
at
some
all.
Dane Cook, don't you?
Oh, fuck yes. Oh, my God, go back to the Cthulhu noises.
What?
Yes. You're like, wait.
Stop it! It's making Owen uncomfortable and making Kelsey aroused. Like, we gotta stop.
Glenn Beck has a line of fashion now. Do you know that?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Apparently he got...
Glenn fucking Beck.
Glenn fucking Beck got like all up in arms about some statement Levi Strauss put out. Like, a year or two ago, about their jeans and how, I don't know, it was some, like, it was borderline, like, in his mind, what he would call a socialist comment, and it was part of their business plan. He went on this whole campaign about how, blah, 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 they, you know, were an awful company and evil, and he refused boycotting Levi Strauss. So he started...
One of the oldest companies in America.
So Glenn Beck... has started a line of jeans.
Oh, no.
What is it called?
I don't know the name.
Oh, God damn it, Owen.
You gotta I gotta read headlines. I think... I expect you guys to know about the rest of it. I mean, I could probably find it.
Hold the fuck on. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
What are you guys eating right now?
This is a Golden Grahams chocolate marshmallow treat.
Give me a bite.
Your face lit up. You're like, what? Marshmallows.
Chocolate and marshmallows and Golden Grahams.
Oh,
bitch.
Oh,
yeah. Get you some of that, sweetheart?
No.
No.
I used to eat these breakfast every day. My all right. mom used to give me these all the time.
What happened to English breakfast?
Yeah,
fuck English breakfast. If there's
before school, you don't have time for an English breakfast before school. You're not gonna do shit at school if you have an English breakfast. That's a weekend thing. The English breakfast is like an hour and a half experience, and then you want to like sleep for another 3 hours.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds nice.
That's all people do.
Glenn Beck jeans.
Did you find it?
I guess.
Dungarees.
Sorry, I forgot we were looking for that.
Glenn Beck's Jeans, Made in America.
This is where we need intermission music. You don't fucking just like... You don't play when we don't need it, and then... Come on. Jazzy. Come on. Come on. Little put some jazz on that. Put some sauce on it. Okay. Come on.
In January 2011, Glenn Beck got so mad at Levi's for its Super Bowl commercial that showed young people in jeans doing things that young people do.
Quieter!
Make out, protest, dance, swim, etc. That he announced he was boycotting the 139-year-old jeans maker. Today, the man who made a name for himself by stirring up controversy and whatnot on Fox introduced his own line of denim called 1791.
1791. Ha ha.
Of course, this being Beck, 1791 is symbolic significance. That's the year the Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution.
He would do that.
Yep. Yep.
How do they look? Have you got any pictures of the jeans?
They look like fucking jeans.
I heard that the brand was not going to be putting out skinny jeans.
Well, if they're made in America by Americans for Americans,
they
no.
probably shouldn't be, no.
Uh-oh.
But
this
no, these...
sounds like some man. Like, that should be his theme song.
These are...
Do you not know who Glenn Beck is?
The TV like pundit? The douchebag TV pundit? Glenn Beck?
I know the name, I just can't picture what he looks like.
Oh, he's an awful human being.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone... Well, he's a Fox News guy. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Do you remember when he was on CNN?
No.
I remember when he was actually on headline news. Like, he had...
This is awful. We're eating on the show.
I don't give a fuck.
It sounds so funny. It's like... I mean, I can't say anything. I sound like I'm dying, but...
It's true.
Why do you sound like you're dying?
Because she's dying.
Why are you dying?
Yeah, the whole way over here is like, you sound like you're like... Ugh, like, just clap.
She's just getting over being sick.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sick
Ew.
On top of my asthma. So it's like the asthma cough and then like everything else.
You don't sound that bad to me.
Wait, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
You'll hear it.
I don't want to do it on the mic.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I don't want to do it on the mic either. I usually turn them on.
I hate Glenn Beck.
No, Glenn Beck sucks. I mean, what else is there really to say? I mean, he's one of these guys that actually kind of throws support the way of those assholes that do the protest at the funerals and stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go out of his way to, well, it's just I'm protecting the rights of Americans, you know, and
he's a Mormon.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Mormons everywhere these days. Where did that come from, huh?
I'm concerned about that.
Where did all the Mormons come from?
He is over there in his own little world. He's like, I don't give a fuck about the show. I'm just playing music.
It's because they're boycotting. They're just...
See, I keep Ty around these days now. Just his soothing sounds just relax me, you see? I'm able to
As
do
you
the show.
Were pressing your face against your microphone. Like, fuck. I know that look, Owen. I've seen it.
Where did the Mormons come from?
Where did the Mormons come from?
Oh, fuck.
Where did the Mormons come from?
Really? Really, guys? Best you can do, huh? Bane here.
Hey,
yeah,
Bane.
Bane. Best you can do.
That's all they got.
Sorry, dude. I don't know. It's just... I'm not very singy-songy tonight, you know?
Yeah, come on, Bane. I'm just trying to get Bane out.
Where's T-Pain?
T-Pain's not here right now. He said he's went to get more codeine. He better hurry up.
He's always fucked up.
Well, he's got me addicted. Ty. Codeine. Codeine. Can I sing a song with you, Ty? Codeine. Bane here. I love some codeine. Bane loves his code. I love codeine now. It's my thing.
Bane, you might want to watch it.
Yeah, it's Bane.
Jesus, dude.
sewer coating. I'm making it in my own lab now.
Oh, fuck.
It's coming out in 3 weeks. Can't wait. New batch.
Oh, no.
T-Pain, you better hurry up. Do something funny before, you know, you go to break or something.
Oh, my God.
Bane! Oh! Yeah, Bane needs to go. Codeine attack. Oh, sorry.
He's having a fit.
He's fucking in bad shape, huh?
Wow. I'm worried about Bane.
Bane is losing it.
He's losing his shit.
He's just... Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
I feel it.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. It's happening again. Yeah. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Codeine.
What's happening?
Damn it, T-Pain! What took you so long?
Hey!
You know I need my codeine. You sound a bit quiet.
It's codeine's all up in me.
Well, damn it, T-Pain, what fucking took you so long? You know I need my codeine. It's the fix now. You've got me all addicted.
I gotta get you on my drink.
Jesus Christ, what do you drink now?
It's called codeine and cough syrup.
Oh, man, I've already been drinking that, but I've been putting coffee in it if I've been doing it wrong.
That shit sound good.
Shit. Oh, man. I need to get out of the sewer. I actually need to see the daylight.
Bane, you don't look so good. I bet you couldn't get no pussy if you tried.
My dick is all withering. I can't control it.
Gotta quit putting that shit in your veins.
Need codeine, oh, codeine.
Your dick looks like an empty finger puppet.
Bane here now! Bane back! Codeine!
Oh, shit, he on that cocaine.
Oh, yes, the codeine! Oh, and the codeine mixture. Cocaine mixture. Yeah, nope. Zoom. Bane.
He's freaking out.
Jesus
Christ.
I'm
cocaine and codeine.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh my God. Bane is gonna have a fucking stroke.
Yo, Bane, don't puke on the dog. That shit's uncool.
I need to go to bed. Give me a minute.
Alright, well.
Well.
I can't control the show anymore. I can't do it. I can't control the show. The show is out of my control.
It's been weeks now that's been happening.
I don't know what's happened. I don't know, but I think it is. It's time for a break.
Wow.
We made it through the first segment, guys.
Oh, God. It only gets worse from here.
But we made it through.
Yep.
Can I take a breath?
I think you have to.
I think I have to. Do you have anything you need to add before we go to break? What are we going to talk about when we come back, Duncan?
I don't give a fuck.
You got anything on your mind, Kelsey?
Is there a newsstand?
It's not going to be a newsstand today. Jack is...
He's
more
mad.
Preoccupied. No, he's preoccupied with his band these days. And I think we're getting all these angry calls because Jack's given out his number to Gino. He's given our number to Gino. And I think it's actually fucking
Bender that's shitting in the pool.
That's shitting in the pool.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get us blamed. He's trying to get us in trouble. And he's all about his band now. So
you fuck me.
Was it Todd? What did you say? It must have been you. What? It must have been you. You must have offended him somehow.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You fuck me.
I didn't do anything.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break. This is some more Black Joe Lewis. Enjoy. What do you think? 30-minute break? Yeah, 30-minute break. We'll be back.
Fuck them.
If we're not. Oh, yeah, when we get back, you should call 321-332-1860. one more time. 321-332-0186. Gentlemen, the second segment of the Oh No Radio Show. This is where it usually gets a little weird.
I get weird.
Duncan, how you doing?
I'm fucking living it, Owen.
On break, we were talking about how much we love Coming to America.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the Big Lebowski. But Coming to America, always, for me, it's like, it's one of those movies that when you're sick, you know, you can watch it and it almost has like...
A healing effect. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I always felt that way when I was a kid and I was like just really, really bad. I always had a movie when I was sick and it just not feeling well. And I was sipping on chicken broth. Tell you what it was. The good old Lion King.
The Lion King.
It always warmed my heart. It always made me feel better about the world. Do you ever have a movie like that, any of you?
Yeah.
What's your movie, Kelsey?
Edward Scissorhands. I don't know why it has a healing effect. I think it's just because I've watched it since I was like four.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
not a bad choice.
It's not a bad choice, and you've seen it a bunch of times, so there's something just inherently therapeutic about it, I guess. You know, it's a comfort movie. It's just like mashed potatoes. You've eaten them 7,000 times in your life. I can always eat mashed potatoes. No matter how bad I feel, mashed potatoes I can always eat.
Right.
Duncan, what do you have anything like that?
I got Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my movie, dude. Like,
yeah?
When I was a kid, I really was super into dinosaurs, because I was a nerd, fat nerd.
It's pretty cool.
So yeah, I watched Jurassic Park 1,000 times and read the books, and wanted to be a paleontologist.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. It was based on a series.
Yeah.
Was it three books? And it was
two books.
Two books?
No. The third movie, they just kind of
made it up. So, yeah, Lost World was a book as well.
Lost World
and,
was a book
as well. Gotcha.
And the books, as always, way better than the movie.
Far surpassed the movie.
Have you
done any of this? And before we skip to that, but do you have any movie like that?
I'm real partial to Ghost when I get sick.
Ghost. Do you like to do some
Swayze?
Pottery?
Something about Swayze getting all
sexy. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Roadhouse.
Nah, yeah, that's good too, but I really prefer Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost is it.
I was a nerd into Ghosts when I was young.
Yeah,
so,
I get that. Ghostbusters, man.
And that was, you know, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Do it, Swayze.
I was going to ask, you know, have you any of you had
like, and Whoopi,
done any of the, you know, Hunger Games shit, like it got into, have you read any of those?
Nope.
Or, no, me neither. Teresa's read them all, I think, and seen the first movie. She likes it, but
I saw the movie. It was all right.
Was it all right?
It's all right.
You know, but I guess it's back to the old, what you were saying as far as just, you
books
know, always the book being better than the movie.
The only films that come close to doing the books justice are the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I knew you were going to say that, but
they came as close as you could.
Well, for a film adaptation, they came as close as you absolutely could
exactly.
to what they could do. Yes, I think... And if you take into account the extended versions, I mean, there's a ton of stuff that really should have been in the movies. Like,
and I
know the movies were ridiculously long as they were.
Absolutely.
And that's why it was cut. But they shot shitloads of stuff that was amazing.
Yep.
That was cut from
And that's why when you actually have 12 hours to watch all three extended editions.
It's pretty impressive.
It is
it
fucking
really is.
Very
It really
impressive.
Is. I haven't done it in a while, but I kind of want to go back and do those before, you know, The Hobbit and just...
Yeah.
Because it's straight.
Take a week .
Yeah, exactly. Take a week and dedicate.
And a lot of boomers.
You just do it. Do one every night of the week or whatever, and you're fine.
That's what we did with Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of.
But those are like 3-hour movies.
I wanted to do it with The Walking Dead, and shut up if you have seen it.
I haven't. Right. I was waiting for you to spoil it for me.
Is...
I was waiting for you to spoil it for me. I don't know why. Like last
here
year,
I'm in the biggest. Someone's gonna do it for me now.
I hope they do. Someone's I hope they spoil it for me spoil by spoiling it for you.
And
because I just don't care,
guys,
this year.
I don't know why. I guess you're welcome to do it. I'm known as the ultimate spoiler of things, and now I'm behind on an episode. I got a day off tomorrow. I plan on watching this shit then spoiling it. But I do have I do have one spoiler from the new episode.
Oh yeah,
you didn't watch it?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you one. I haven't watched it yet. No.
Okay. How do you have a spoiler?
Well, you hear things. I've already been spoiled a little bit.
Yeah.
Dale is still dead.
Oh, Dale is still dead.
Dale is still dead. He doesn't come back.
Because that's what started this whole fucking thing.
Exactly. That was what started the
Did you hate
the
Pappy?
Thing.
You hated him?
What's that?
Did you hate him?
No, yeah. I like Dale. Oh, all right. I was a big Dale fan, but it was kind of...
Yeah.
All right. You know, ultimately, it comes down to...
All I'll say is, it was pretty good.
Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I did, in fact, give away a little bit too much, a little bit too soon. I still find it humorous. And, you know, I guess this is what I'm saying is, this is your chance. I'm giving you a free reign. I'm giving you a free card. If you want to spoil something for me, this is your shot.
This is the one and only.
It's the one and only. This is what you get. Because otherwise, I'm going to be spoiling everything else.
3-2-1.
3-3-2-0-1-8-6. We are taking calls again. That is, we haven't done the proper intro in quite some time.
All right.
All right, here it goes. 3-2-1. 3-3-2. 0-1-8-6. And look at that. It's amazing. When you ask for something, sometimes you do indeed receive, and we got a call already. Hello, listener, caller. This is the Oh No Radio Show. Who's calling?
This is Jables.
Jables!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, old friend of the Oh No Radio Show. We need to get you back in studio sometime, man.
I know. It was my intention to head back to the Scumbag today, but I slept all day.
Well, admirable though, Jables.
Yes. After a quick food rental from the Golden Corral this morning, which
food rental
left my lady and I rather. I don't know. I had never been. I'm not in a rush to go back, but
what's a Golden Corral? Golden Corral.
I don't know what it is. It was weird because, like, and this is totally off topic because I did watch the Walking Dead.
We'll come back to that. Don't worry. You can spoil the shit out of it. It's
we'll
fine.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to the Walking Dead. Anyway, so Golden Corral. You know, we're a little hungover and we're like, oh man, she said, I just want stoner pizza, you know, just something greasy and, you know, whatever. Hey, there's Golden Corral around the corner. I was like, I've never been. Well, chocolate fountain and a meatloaf, what's not to like?
Chocolate fountain and meatloaf.
I'm with you.
You know, absolutely, right? So we roll over there and, you know, we sit there and we, you know, buy tray. And I always look awkward when I'm in a new place. You know, I don't know if, you know, most people are like that. Yep. Or I just feel like I'm awkwarder. You know, because I was like, oh, so
I don't know what to do here.
I don't know where anything is.
It's like the first time you go to a Sonny's and you sit down in a restaurant and you realize that, like, oh, they're not going to, like, bring me my check. I need to go to the register to go pay.
So the register, how does this work?
I'm confused.
So I went up and there's, like, a theme park ride back and forth. Before you get to the register, like
a queue, is that the word you're looking for? A queue line?
Yeah, it had, exactly. It had you know a queue line, and of course, you know it's metal rail, so you can't like you can't like unclip it and walk through like you do, you know, for Peter Pan or anything like that. So you kind of you know, then you automatically look awkward and stupid because you need to go 4 feet, but somehow you're walking 25. Just back and forth. Like,
that's where the corral part comes in.
I'm almost there. And the best part is you can't really see the fact that I'm walking in back and forth motion, as you can probably imagine. So I get there, and it's like, oh, hey, two of us. Yeah, soda cup. Yeah, whatever. All right, you know, so...
So you get two soda cups. So you get two soda cups.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay. And then you're like, okay. So now what?
So where do I go now? What do I do now?
Now what? You know? So you walk around and you know, there's like 5,000 different things to eat. You know, and it's always like, oh, yeah, here's a bucket of ham next to some peas. And then, you know, here's a plate of enchiladas. And then... And this is barbecue pork, and then turnip greens, and then this one's, you know, ice cream, and, you know, it's all kind of this big thing together, and, you know, phase one, you got to find a plate, and then you find that, and then you sit, and then you scoop, you know, it's like, oh, that looks terrible, oh, that's been sitting there for a while, you know.
And then you strap your
like,
feed bag on.
Like an inch and a half on it, you know what I mean? You have to, like, mix it up before, and then put it. Into, you know,
are you
your plate.
Running right now?
No, so it was interesting. And then, you know, server comes down and gives you a business card with their name on it. Well, which I didn't get.
Who gave wait, the manager? What? Is it the manager give you a business card?
No, it's the server. Hey, you know, and it just has Santa it has calls? Their name on it and like a survey on the back. But,
so the server things, gave you, know, you a... Why did the business... Wait a minute. The server gave you a business card.
Okay. It's a business card-sized thing. I mean, a business card is not really a business card, but it says, you know, Golden Crow, your server's name is whatever.
Your server's name is like, yourself. It's a fucking buffet.
Yeah, right?
That's the other... Well, that makes 100% sense. See, whenever you go to a buffet... They need a reason for you to tip them because then the restaurant doesn't have to pay the staff.
So good point.
So if you notice, you go to a buffet and you can't get your own drinks.
Right.
So they have servers
to bring you just the drinks that do nothing else but bring you fucking sodas and refills.
Yep.
Right. And they do that to justify not having to pay them. Because in American society, like they have this interest, they have like the tipping thing, which isn't like that elsewhere in the world.
No, it isn't, and it's kind of a flawed system because everyone feels obligated, even if you get really shitty service, to tip on top. You still have to give them something most times.
Most times,
absolutely, because I feel like, and I'm, you know, as we talked about earlier, I feel awkward, and I have confidence issues. Anyway,
right. Well,
so,
you know, we all do, Jay. Don't worry
like
about
I have
that.
To give more because I was like, well, you know, I don't want to be the person that's like, oh, that jerk only whatever. You know,
right? You don't want to. You don't want to be the one asshole that gives them the dollar, you know, tip, and you know,
exactly.
You know, ultimately, you're looking at it like, yeah, okay. What did you spend? You know, per buffet, what was it like? $9, $10?
Yeah. To get with two of them, it was like $21.
Right. All right. So two of them, $21.
So two
then it's
and two plates,
and then it's plus
could...
drink, which they have to bring you, and so
yes.
So you don't base. I mean, what essentially happens is you do the math based upon the whole meal. Not upon the actual service you were given, which is you should be ultimately really only be paying 15% tip on the drinks.
Right.
But they know that people are going to basically include what a real tip is, and maybe not the whole real tip, but, you know, factor in the fact that, well, there was this food that was prepared and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're still including what they paid for.
Yeah.
That they got themselves, which they didn't need any service with.
Right.
That's what they're counting on, right? Is that the business model, would you say?
Pretty much, I would assume so, because, and also, I know that they probably split, like, some places take all the tips, put them into a bucket, and, like, you know, they split them off with everybody, you know, the cooks and the
bussers.
The floor, technical staff or, you know, the lighting guy, you know, whatever else they have at those restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they... And that's always interesting because, like, let's say somebody's a tool bag and they get, like, a nickel a table.
That's a good point.
And then somebody busts their ass and gets a lot of money. Everybody gets the same, you know, $1.50 out of that, which... I don't know.
Fuck that shit.
Jay, last night we were sitting around and we were talking about some of our stories from youth, and you had a couple of really great ones. Do you remember what we were talking about last night?
Last night, mostly we were talking about learning to drive in the snow. Like, I, you know, I live
in the South
right.
now.
Yep.
I grew up up north where
we have snow.
My first ever time. Like, with a drive, because we had, like, in my school, it was interesting, because, you know, driver's ed was a class that, you know, you took. It was the same as math or English or anything else, and you would...
It was an elective, I'm sure, but, you know...
and you had to pay, for it, because you have, part of the class was actually in the classroom talking about rules, and... And another part of the class was
actually driving.
Get behind the wheel and drive a car.
Right.
The very first time that I got behind the wheel with a teacher, you know, to do the driver's ed class, it was snowing, and there was 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground. And their response was, we can't cancel the weather because, you know, your license is good if it's snowing or if it's nice out, so... You're going to have to learn how to do it.
You're going to have to learn to drive for the first time in the snow.
Yes.
Yep.
First ever time. You know, the other thing that was interesting is, you know, 5-10 minutes into this lesson, she's like, all right, we're going to practice what happens if you're in a skid. I'm going to pull the e-brake while you're driving, and you're just going to have to correct it. Honest to God, this happens. She's like, you're ready. Wow. And just pulls it, and then the car just starts to slide a little bit. And then, you know, so I'll just, yep, okay, we're sliding and we're going straight. You know, it was very uneventful.
Right. Yeah.
And they were trying to get me to analyze what I did. Like, so why did you, you know, turn this way? And I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to keep us going straight, you know. I'm good at this, you know, so. But
that
was very...
Well, you were also talking about, like, how you grew up in Maine. Was it? Sorry, Maine?
New Hampshire.
I don't know why I said Maine, but how? Yeah, exactly.
It's up there.
And you were saying how, you know, obviously you must have gotten into cars because there wasn't much else to get into, and or what have you. But part of Jay's fun was basically, you know, having races around parking lots and doing, you know, donuts in parking lots and putting your car into snow piles.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, an interesting thing about the snow is, you know, by mid-January, every time it snows, they just pack it into a big pile.
Yep.
So you have, like, down all the streets, you have gutter guards, you know, big fluffy piles of snow that you can run into with, depending upon what's under it, very little automotive damage.
Right.
It's
you
like...
You also have Walmart parking lots. Like, it drove me nuts when I moved here. Like, every parking lot, they got to have, like, 4x4 little concrete things with grass in it or, like, little trees or stuff. And they don't do that. It's just a parking lot.
A parking lot.
Black area with lines on it.
Yep, so you got a couple of lights
in there.
There's
the stupid little curb things that you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just an open space that, you know, they do that in the UK, too. Yeah, or they used
really?
To. And I think it's one of those things that over time they realize that they have to put those things in there because assholes like you do that sort of shit. And
you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, you're an honorary scumbag, Jay. You've always been a scumbag in my eyes.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Thank you.
What I think what Jay is trying to get to is that after about mid-January, after months and months of snow and them just piling it in, it becomes like an ice mountain.
Right,
and it's kind of brownish yellow, and it just looks like shit.
And so you just do a bumper course to work. You just kind of just let your car go down the road, and you're tobogganing at that point.
Basically, yeah. at that point, I mean,
that's
that
awesome.
Was the best when they would do it, and they would like plow the playground at school and like plow areas for us to play, and then we would just play in the big piles of snow that they had plowed and play King of the Hill.
Definitely.
And oh man, she was awesome.
Jay, do you want to tell everybody about your experience with chairs lately?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Like, I mean, I have been gaining weight because, like, I was on a healthy regimen of exercise and broccoli for, like, a year.
You were looking great, man. You fucking slimmed down. You lost, like...
And it struck me one day, though, it didn't really gain me anything. You know, I didn't really get anywhere with it. Like,
you just were like...
And I missed, you know, takeout Chinese and... eating an entire pizza while watching television and eating another one after that. And, you know, I was like, you know.
I love Jay.
I like food.
Yes.
More than I like being attractive.
That's my man. Yeah, that's you, my buddy
I'm
right
like
there.
I'm the only person with that now. So, you know, we'll see how long I can keep up my, apathy. But.
Well, Jay, I speak from experience when I say that apathy is something that sticks with you for quite a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. I suppose so. Yes.
No.
Yes. That's funny that the game is...
It's not necessarily your weight...
While I'm talking.
Jay, it's not necessarily your weight, though, that has broken three chairs in a week.
Yeah.
It's the way, I mean, I guess your weight has part to do with it, but you're a big guy to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's the way
true.
You sit in chairs. You sit in chairs like you want to hurt them. You sit in chairs that, and you push back with your huge fucking thighs, and you've got these ridiculous calves that just, like, they push back, and every chair you sit in, you have to lean back as far as you can. I have seen you basically... lie horizontal in an office chair and be surprised when it collapses on you and just...
Well, yeah, and...
And I don't mean to make fun of you, Jay. It's not me making fun of your weight by any means. I'm not making fun of your weight by any means.
Oh, no,
it's you just being... you're just a destructive human being and... You don't know that you're doing it. You have a couple of beers, and all of a sudden, your chair is now a goddamn futon. And
beers? I don't even need beers. I probably went through.
Two of them were sober. The third one was when. Yeah, exactly.
But yes. I don't get it. I'm just, you know, I'm sitting in a chair and I'm trying to find a comfortable spot, and then it collapses to the ground.
Also happens to be the breaking point of that chair structurally, but I do the same shit.
I don't know. I never really took physics, so
we joked that we need to take Jay to a Broyhill just to see if all the chairs get scared and start running away. Jay, we love you, and honestly, that was one of the best calls we've ever gotten from a listener. So thank you so much
for
calling.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
I applaud Jay, and dude, you need to get back in the studio sometime. I can't wait to have you, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just like, today was weird. I had talked to my mom. She's going through some health stuff right now.
Aww.
And like, my aunt just passed away, apparently. At like the exact time we were punching in on Saturday for you know, factory work,
right.
She passed away at like that exact time, which I don't know if there's anything in that, but
don't read too much out of it. I mean, don't let that, you know, beat you up too much, obviously.
Well, me not saying it doesn't bother me that she's, you know, passed away or whatnot. I wasn't super close to her. I didn't see her very often, but you know, it's interesting to think about because her life was, you know, pretty amazing. But, you know, that's a different story.
Oh, well, I'd like to hear that from you sometime, dude. And keep your head
absolutely.
Up while all that's going on. And I'll see you definitely soon, all right? I maybe even see you tomorrow. Still going to hang out with Adam?
Yes, that is absolutely my plan because I want to see him before he moves to...
Right on. Well, I'll touch base with
whatever.
You on that outside of the show. So.
Yeah.
Have a good one, man.
Good.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much for calling and
see you,
listening, Jables. Man. You take it easy.
Absolutely. You guys have a great one.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye.
That was a really good call. I know you don't know Jay Ty. And,
I know Jay.
You need to meet Jay at some point.
You need to meet Jay.
Fuck Jay. Jay.
He doesn't Ty does not like competition.
Messing with chairs. I don't like people mess with chairs.
Yeah? Yeah, what are you? You kind of
I'm a chair sympathist, man.
Oh, you're chair sympathist.
Chair sympathist. He's a chairophile.
Chairs support my ass, and I like
anything
that.
With four legs. Is it anything with four legs? Tables too, or is it kind of just?
Well, are we talking sexual or non-sexual?
Well,
there's chairs that are sexual.
Yeah,
you sit in them.
That's true.
That's some sexy shit.
What type of chair are you into?
I like a little bit of padding, but not like over. You know, this is a lot of padding going on.
It's not a very sexy chair for you.
No, it's not very sexy.
It's more of a seat to me.
I need a little bit of ergonomics.
Okay, like a little back support. You know,
back support, yeah, but I need to be able to sit in there, lean back just enough, smoke my cigarette. Hey, girl.
Okay, so hey, what do you think of the chairs I got on my porch? How would you, do you think those are sexy chairs?
Not very sexy chairs.
Not very sexy chairs at all, are they? They're not. I agree with you. No.
They
and both sets, the ones that I give you, the shitty ones I give you are even less sexy than the ones I sit in. Right.
I mean, if you're, you know, 60 and living in South Florida,
they're great.
They're pretty sexy.
Yeah. But hey.
But this isn't Boca.
This is functional, all right? Those chairs are very functional. That is one thing you cannot.
Oh, well, it's a chair.
You can sit in them and it works.
I mean, it's a comfort.
You can sit in them and it works.
But there's a big pad on it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and those ones, yeah. And the old people furniture, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the old people furniture. I'm all about it. Old pool furniture from the 90s.
Yeah,
from
I'm not knocking it completely. I'm just saying.
I think you need to get into that. I think you need to open your horizons and start getting into more varieties of chairs.
I could explore.
You're kind of a chair-cist.
A chair-cist.
I think.
A character.
Yeah.
A character.
Exactly. Oh, jeez.
He's going to get a chair rub.
Awkward silence.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh. You talking about chair rubs?
That's right.
Bane back!
Oh, jeez.
Here again. Yep, Bane's here. Codeine really, really, really kicked in. I love chairs. Just as much as Ty loves chairs too. Big chair fan. T-Pain, do you like chairs? T-Pain, not here yet. Nope. Why is T-Pain always late? He never fucking shows. I tell him to beat him. I tell him, go take over in about 4 minutes. Oh, there you are. Thank you. In about time you showed up. Codeine and chairs. Do you have any more of that one? I never had that one before. You, T-Pain. Can I? Do you want a little bit? Just a little. One. Just one.
Scissor.
Bang! 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 Oh Jesus! Bane here, Bane! Bane! T-Pain! What about White Castle?
Get sexy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
booty.
Bane's, Bane? I think you need to, I think you need to go to bed.
I think Bane needs medical attention.
I think Bane threw up in his mask.
Damn, Bane!
Well,
this has been another edition of the UNO Radio Show. We had a great call from our good friend Jables.
We were interrupted by Bane and T-Pain.
We had an asshole leave us a voicemail.
Fuck that guy.
Gino, whoever the fuck you are, I think Jack Bender is fucking with you, so watch out for him. I don't know. I think he's the one shitting in your pool. It was good having all of you here, though. And, you know, maybe it was a little bit shorter of a show, whatever. For some reason, I'm a little skeptical here, though. One quick thing before we leave. Mark, as I mentioned on the last podcast, number one superfan, he hasn't been commenting as much as he used to, you know, but he also asked for my address.
Yeah. He's going to send you it.
And I haven't received anything in the mail.
Wait.
I haven't received anything in the mail.
But what was his comment today?
Oh, Jesus, you're right.
What was his comment
a
today?
A turd in a box.
Oh, can you send that international?
Step one.
That's a lot of
turd in a box.
Step two.
Put the address on the box.
Step three.
Send take that it to the
box. Now you got
and now you
box.
Send it to Owen.
International shipping.
Shit.
Shit ping.
Shit ping.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all.
No, it doesn't. So yeah, I'm worried about. I mean, I keep looking at my mail every day, just expecting something strange,
vile
or
and inappropriate,
vile or inappropriate, or what have you. But nothing yet, and you know, hopefully he sends me something. I was hoping it was going to be money.
Yeah, right.
I mean, ultimately, that's what I was looking for.
Money's good.
Yeah, money's awesome.
I'll.
We need more people to send us that.
I'll take that. Oh God.
Yeah, you know, I get royalties on this bitch.
Shit.
I think we need to get out of here, don't
I think,
you?
I think it's about that time.
Think about that time?
We start talking about logistics of the show. And
exactly. Exactly. All right.
Shit showing up on the doorstep.
Shitting on the doorstep. No, that's first segment talk right there. That's what that is.
Oh, fine.
All right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
Lead us out, Cletus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My song, yeah. I'm on for gold. Time to go, man. It's time to go to the UNO Radio Show. Yeah, yeah, it's time to go. It's time to go.
I made you donkey, donkey, donkey. I made you fire oysters in the kitchen.
Oh, it's time to go.
All right. You got the fiddle down, Peter.
No, you
are buttoning on me.
It's Ray Ray.
How you doing, Ray Ray?
Hey,
why you got to come up my hand?
Cleet, if you just drink some more of that beer, you'd be okay.
It's me and my donkey. It's me and my donkey time. You know what's always doing like with that? I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, oysters, I ain't gonna eat them.
Well, if you want to eat donkey, we can eat
them. I'm going now. Enjoy my song.
It's time to go. Yes, yeah. It's time to go. Time to go. Time to go, time to go, it's the UNO Radio Show. Time to go, time to go, time to go, it's the UNO Radio Show. It's at 321-332-0186. Justin.tv/UNO Radio Show. www.UNORadioshow.com. Time to go. Fucking leave.